When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. In the human world, having an STD is probably something that's embarrassing, even though Alley claims everyone's got them, so let's just all normalize the fact that we're all walking around with STDs, and Alley is proud of the fact that she is a herpes carrier.
Spreader. Okay, thank you.
In the dog community, I would say the equivalent is fleas, because it's humiliating, and if you're a dog owner, to have to admit that you've, like, my dog has fleas, and then you have to tell other people, and they give you that look of shame, like, are you dirty, are you filthy?
It's like having leprosy.
So I brought my dog in here last week, and my dog played with Jake's dog.
God, you brought your dog in a lot. A
couple days in a row.
Oh, my God. So it was, like, 3 days in a row. I thought you were going to be, like, another dog guy. I was like, we only can have one.
Well, Vanessa really likes it when I bring Jerry by.
I love it.
But it's like a therapy dog for Vanessa, so, and she likes to ride him around the office.
Hey.
So I let her do it, and then I brought my dog home, and he has fleas now, and I'm convinced that he got fleas from Jake or Jake's dog.
No way!
Yeah, don't blame Jake. I mean, it's probably true, but don't blame him just because you decided to bring your dog into work.
How often? It could be Vanessa.
Could have gotten fleas from Vanessa. That's a good point. I shouldn't rule out all the
suspects. She's the one probably hanging out at parks the most.
Yeah, you're playing in sandboxes and stuff. Yeah. Those things are loaded with fleas.
Yeah. That is where most of the fleas live, in the sandbox. Yeah. I'm so itchy now. I'm getting bit up constantly.
Why are you in here then when you've got fleas? They're going to jump onto me, dude.
Yeah, you're all hairy. You have fleas.
I have them now, Jake.
Probably got them from you.
No. We sit around and watch
your patient zero, dude.
Every time you unstrap that dog from that weird fanny pack you carried around it, the thing cannot wait to start itching itself, and it looks like it is so. Allie, how many times have we seen Jake finally takes that dog off his weird harness, and the dog just starts tearing itself. It's so itchy all the time.
That dog is itching constantly, and I think it has either fleas or some kind of a condition. And I have said something about it several times.
We all have, Jake.
And I said, please, can you get your dog looked at and get some kind of medication?
Because and I she think got looked at and has meds. She's fine.
For meds for what? Fleas.
She just had her flea meds like over a month ago.
Yeah, well, guess what? They're not working, dude.
Yes, they are. You want to get an inspector? You want to go through it with a comb?
No. That sounds disgusting.
No,
I don't
want to
do a flea off.
But I want to go through you with a comb.
I am convinced. Well,
dude, don't let your dog get close to Klein.
No kidding.
Klein's going to give Kibby fleas, dude.
So disgusting.
I only have fleas now.
Klein's only going to give Allie fleas.
Great. Now I have fleas.
And herpes.
I have herpes and fleas. But I never said really that I have herpes.
Well, you just admitted to both
Didn't
of us.
Didn't you
things.
Your whole family also have lice? Like, you're the gross ones with weird things crawling all over your body.
First of all, the lice never made it to me, and you would think they would have loved me.
Yeah, but your house had lice, and now...
Yeah, my daughters both had lice because they had there was an outbreak at the school, and everyone's got lice.
And didn't one of your houses just have skunks or some weird crap like that?
I have had a house with skunks.
Your houses are always like these Noah's Ark of disgusting animals that somehow, they make a nice home Klein home.
You're like the Pied Piper of fleas.
Yeah.
I feel like we have moved past the issue at hand here, Jake or Jake's dog is
I have never seen a flea on my dog. Yes, she does get itchy when it gets hot out, but she has never had a flea that I have seen.
But Jake, the story checks out.
In Jake's defense, his dog is like has atrophied muscles and never goes to a park or does anything.
Never goes outside.
She just sits in a bag. Your dog is actually out and about. You walk your dog every day. Your dog probably goes to different people's houses. You're the one who's like bringing your dog everywhere and he's walking around.
But the dog had no fleas. I brought the dog here a few days in a row and the dog picked up fleas and now has fleas. And once a dog has fleas, they tell you pretty much have to burn your bedding. I mean, not burn it, but
it's so hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, they say you got to wash everything. And even those like cool grenades you got to throw in the house and leave for an hour.
Yeah, you got to get those sticky lamps. The one where they jump in and they stick there, and then they slowly die on the glue traps. Those are the ones that work.
Wait, those are for fleas?
Yeah,
what
they're great.
Do?
They're like these little lights that you put all around your house, and they have like sticky paper on the bottom, and all the fleas are attracted to it, and then they jump in there, and then they get stuck to the glue trap, and they die.
I feel like I'll get stuck in that thing.
There's probably a lot of bad things that can happen from it, but it works.
I only benefit of it is I do like the fun thing where you get to throw those bug bombs. Like, that's a fun feel. I feel like that's what, like you know, like a real, like, soldier feels like.
Throw bug bombs? They're not like flash grenades, dude.
Yeah.
They're like little, like, raid bottles, and you just press a button.
No.
It's not like all, like, you're in the army or something.
This is what they feel in Mission Impossible.
What are you talking about, man?
Are you doing a barrel roll for no reason?
There's a countdown on microwave.
Why did you jump out the window? The door is right there.
That's what I was planning on doing later. I was all excited about it. You say I don't have to do all that?
No wonder. You probably love getting fleas.
Well, anyway. Oh, hold on. Interesting theory on the text line. Who on the show has new animals? Perhaps these fleas originated with Allie's new cats. Didn't they come from a home with 40 other cats? That house definitely has fleas.
Yeah, but she checked them for fleas before she released them to us, and we've never seen them itching or anything. And one of them is white. You would be able to see fleas crawling all over him.
510 is pointing out Johnny has syphilis. Why are we not talking about that?
Yeah, that actually is an interesting point that was brought up on a Showtime podcast, and we talked about doing some kind of an STD test for everybody on the show.
Well, we can do the STD test for everyone on the show. That's fine. But I would like the dogs to be involved as well. And I would like to get your dog tested, Jake, because I think your dog has fleas.
How do you even test for that, though? I think
just look at him.
Yeah, you just have to look at him.
It's a her.
Oh.
Kimmy's dog is her. He keeps telling us that.
Sorry, just look at it.
It's a her.
Look at them.
We have to take a break when we get back. We have $100. Of Allie's money.
Why don't you go in the other studio? This is making me nervous. I don't want to, because I do have cats at home. I don't want to spread this to my kid and my cats.
I'm telling you, I think we just have to embrace
it
now.
You're literally itching yourself as you tell me.
Oh, man.
We are flea people now. Just accept it.
I don't know. There's no we. We're not flea people. I don't want to be a flea person.
We're flea people.
I have enough problems with my body.
Rich, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Okay, Klein, one bit of advice here. There's a thing called flea season. Whether you're aware of it or not,
and you're the spokesperson. Right. Congratulations.
Yeah, and you just introduced everybody to flea season, but in reality, this is flea season. This is when they come out, like flowers bloom.
Oh,
this
great.
Is flea season. You're in it.
What?
And your dog was outside, so your dog probably got him out there.
No,
yeah,
my dog
your
got
dog
him
is
Jake.
Outside. Kibby's not
season.
Anywhere.
Everyone's talking about the first official day of summer. No one's talking about the first official day of flea season. But here we are, guys, and I am...
Stop
itching
your body.
We'll come right back when we return. It's Allie's Money Up for Grabs. If you want it, call now. 5 questions about the news. Let's see if you've been paying any attention. Give you $100 after this quick break on K-Rock.